Today's shiur, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Shiur that begins on Daf Lamed Aleph is in effect a continuation of the topic started at the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The topic heading that we noticed at the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis dealt with the issue of what seems to be a contradiction in testimony regarding the bedikos type questions, namely questions that are posed to the witnesses that are not related to time nor place. We saw Rav Yehuda, who was in a house form, that said that edus that contradicts each other on bedikos is kosher within the realm of dinei momonos, within the realm of financial matters. We can accept testimony whereby the two witnesses lack consistency in what they're saying with regard to financial matters. Rava, as a comment on Rabbi Yehuda, he was represented by a triangle, and we called him number one. He said that Rabbi Yehuda's comment is most likely when the inconsistency in their testimony is of a subsidiary or tangential nature with regard to the finances. His example was, if one witness says the money was given as a loan, let us say, in a black pouch, and the other was in a white pouch. However, if they disagree with one another with regard to the color of the money itself, according to Rava, that type of testimony would fall apart, our saying that someone is lying and lying about a central point. The Shiur today, Daf Lamed Aleph at the top, opens up with Nahardoi, which is a second opinion, and they go further than Rava and say, and we can now read that inside, Nahardoi Amri, Afilu Echod Oimer Mona Shochar Ve'echod Oimer Mona Lovon Mitzdarfin. Even if they are contradicting one another with regard to the color of the money itself, they nevertheless are mitzdarif and form a unit of testimony which is made up of two witnesses. Keman, according to which earlier Tanaic authority would this conform? So the Gemara suggests initially, and we have this labeled as Aleph meaning the first of a couple possibilities, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. This seems to conform to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. He was the Tanaic opinion that we saw featured on the previous daf, whereby if two witnesses witness an event but do not witness it simultaneously, in effect, witness one sees something and witness two sees the incident later on, they may in effect be two different incidents. But since there's agreement, let us use a concrete example, that witness one sees a loan of $100 extended from A to B, and witness two later on sees a loan of $100 extended from A to B, they can join up and form a unit of testimony, because between the two of them there's agreement that $100 was loaned. Even though we can say there's also agreement that they did not see the same thing. The Gemara then challenges this approach, setting up Nahardoi as being based on Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Amar d'shamis lei the Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha hecha d'lo makcheshu ahadodi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha is willing to have witnesses join up and form a unit, provided they do not contradict each other. However, where they contradict each other, like in the case Nahar Doi was addressing, namely, where one says it was black money and the other one was saying it was white money. They're contradicting each other. Would Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha accept that? Ela, notice the base, the second approach to try find out the background for Nahar Doi, who the Omar ki haitana. Nahar Doi is rather based on the following Tanaic opinion. We will see a Tanaic source, and you can see a framed section which indicates this is a Tanaic source. This will be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's presentation of base Hillel at the end of the source. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Loi nechliku beis Shammai ubeis Hillel, al shtei kitei edim. In other words, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will not disagree. In other words, they will agree if you have two sets of witnesses, She'achas oimeres mosayim ve'achas oimeres mona, where one set of witnesses says the loan was of 200 and the other one says it was of 100. She'esh b'chlal mosayim mona, that there is within 200, 100. So we will say there is testimony concerning a debt of 100. Because even the witnesses that said 200 will agree that there is a debt of at least 100. Alma nechliku. What example would be a point of controversy between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Al kas achas, where you have only two witnesses. Shebeis Shammai oimrim nechliko edusan. In such a case, where you have one witness saying the loan was of 100, and the other witness saying the loan was of 200, Beis Shammai will say that they contradict each other, and since one is lying, there is no longer a unit of testimony. Ubeis Hillel omrim yesh bichlal mosayim mona, and Beis Hillel will say that in such a case, too, there is included within 200, 100. So that even though there is a contradiction between the two witnesses, one says 200, one says 100, they nevertheless join up to form a unit of testimony. So too, in the case where there was a contradiction regarding the color of the money, nevertheless, they can join up to form a single unit of testimony, and the amount will be a debt of 100 being testified upon. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a topic heading, or in this case, more accurately, a structural note on the outside margin, Mivneh. We have diamonds surrounding Aleph and Beis. These are Shnei Dugmois Shel Tziruf Edios, Afapi Shesh Hakosh Bevdikos. Two examples where we will have the joining of witnesses to form a unit of testimony, even though there's a contradiction on the Bedikos type questions, where the witnesses appear to be inconsistent with one another. Echod oimer choves shel yayin. One witness says that so-and-so owes a barrel of wine. V'echod omer choves shel shemen. And the other one says that so-and-so owes a barrel of oil. Ave uvda, a case like this came up. V'osi l'kamei d'Rav Ami, and came before Rav Ami. Chayvei Rabbi Ami l'shlumi lei chaviso d'chamru migoy chaviso d'mashcho. And Rav Ami concluded or ruled that there is a debt of a barrel of wine within the barrel of oil. That's a literal translation. We'll appreciate that in a moment. So the Gemara asks, Keman, Kurabi Shimon ben Elazar, is Rav Ami's ruling based on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? We saw him in the previous Tanaic source. Notice where there's an asterisk in the little space in the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and you just scan up and find the corresponding asterisk, and you'll see that. That's where we saw Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We saw him above as being the basis for Nahar Doi, so maybe he is the basis for Rav Ami's ruling as well. The Gemara says, no, Amar, the Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Hecho Diyesh Bichlal Mosayim Mona. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was willing to allow the linking up of two witnesses, two separate witnesses, to form a unit when, though there was a level of contradiction between them, but even the one that said 200 will agree with the other witness that a debt of at least 100 was owed, because within 200 you find 100. So regarding 100, there's agreement. Ki hai gavna mi Omar. But a case like this where there are two separate varieties, in other words, one is wine and one is saying oil, that's different. Even Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer would not go that far and say they can join up. Loi sricha ledomi. The case that Rav Ami was talking about was not, in fact, one witness was saying a barrel of wine is what's owed, and the other saying a barrel of oil is what's owed, but rather one witness was saying the value, the cost of a barrel of wine was owed, and the other witness was saying the cost, the value of a barrel of oil, being that a barrel of oil is worth more than a barrel of wine. Rav Ami ruled that the amount, the cost of a barrel of wine is the amount that will be paid upon, because both witnesses agree that it is at least that amount that's owed, because, as we said, the barrel of oil is worth more. Hence, the two witnesses agree that at least the value of a barrel of wine is what has to be paid. Echad oimer bidyuto helyoina, ve'echad oimer bidyuto hatachtoina. Rashi explains that a dyuta is a type of, is the upper part of a structure where there's several stories. The ground floor is located alongside a public thoroughfare, and the second story, or the upper stories, jut out above the Rishus HaRabim, above the public thoroughfare. So you have here a case where one witness says that a loan took place in the upper diuta, in the upper chamber, and the other witness says that the loan took place in the lower chamber. Omar Rabbi Hanina, Maisa Bo Lefnei Rabbi, a case like this where two witnesses were testifying about the loan, but they are disagreeing as opposed to where the loan took place. And nevertheless, the tziref edusan, Rebbe was willing to have the testimony join up. And Rashi says here, the tziref edusan, Rebbe Yishuv ben Korcha, based on Rebbe Yishuv ben Korcha's teaching, the travayu mono mechayvi, both witnesses are saying that a loan of 100 took place. Even though they're contradicting each other with regard to this type of question, the bedikos type question, they will join up. Rav Yehuda, like we saw, Rav Yehuda rule at the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan, the Tanaic source addressing the Dibor Masel of the Mishnah, regarding the issue of what happens when a verdict is not unanimous and it's based on a majority ruling, what does the judge say upon exiting such a ruling, such a verdict? Tanu Rabbanan, minayin l'chshietze. From where do we know that when the judge leaves his court appearance, lo yoimar, he should not say the following, Hareini mezake v'chaverai mechayven. I was willing to let him off, to rule innocent. My friends who were in the majority ruled guilty. Avoma ese shechaverai ravu olai. What can I do when my friends, the colleagues, were the majority and ruled guilty? So how do we know that a judge who tried to get the defendant off the hook should not announce this? Talmud Lomar, Lo Seilech Rochil Ba'amecha, V'yomer Holech Rochil Megaleh Soid. It appears that the second pasuk from Mishlei associates the word Rochil with he who reveals that which is supposed to remain secret. And the first pasuk, Vayikra Yutes, is saying that there should not be someone like that. There should not be a what's often translated as a talebearer, but one who reveals that which is supposed to remain private. Hahu Talmido, the Nofik Ole Kola, there was a Talmud in the Beis Medrash, in the Yeshiva, upon whom there was revealed, or a word went out concerning him, the Goli Milsa de Itmar Be Midrasha Boser Esrin Vetar Tinshonin, that he reveals private matters Rashi points out that he reveals topics of Lashon Hara, of forbidden speech, that took place regarding incidents that took place 22 years ago. Afke Rav Ami Mibei Midrasha. Rav Ami removed him from the Beis Medrash. Omar and Rav Ami exclaimed, Dain, this guy, Goli Razia, is a revealer of secrets. What's interesting here is that even though it seems to be very old information, nevertheless, it was Lashon Hara, and even though it was a story concerning incidents that took place 22 years ago, Rav Ami nevertheless would not tolerate him in his Beis Medrash. As we approach the new Mishnah, let us glance at the side for our topic heading, the Nosei. Ad Mosai Efshar Lahavi Raya O Edim Lahaganoso. Up till what point is one able to bring witnesses or other proofs for one's defense? We're going to see in the course of the Mishnah a geometric form. We can call it a crown form. Mivneh, Shnei Mikrim, two incidents. Shabestin Mevakshim Mehanidoin Lahavi Raya Oi Edim. Two incidents where we find the Bastin turning to the defendant and asking him, do you have any further evidence or witnesses? And if you do, bring it forward. We're also going to be using a double underline with dots in it to emphasize the word raya or rayos. In the resha, we're going to see that the defendant, after hearing the court's request, does not respond. In the seifa, we're going to see where the defendant says, after being told or by the basin, bring forward any further evidence or witnesses, the defendant will respond, I don't have any more. And then later on, does bring forward. Let us now see this in the Mishnah. Kolzman Shemevi Raya Soser Esodin. Rashi says, Kolzman Shemevi Raya, Habola Basin, Velohoya Shtar Zchuso Biyod, someone who comes to Basin and doesn't have a document that could serve in his defense, Viyotsumi Basin Chayav, and as a result of not having that document, he ends up being found guilty by the court and obligated to pay, Lacharzman Motsa Shtar Zchuso Vivio, and after a while, he found the necessary document and brings it forward. The Mishnah says regarding that, Soser Ezdino means that Beis Din reverses the decision of his guilt and requires the former receiver of payment to now restore it. Omru Loi, Kol Rayos Shiesh Lecho Havei Mikan Ad Shloshim Yom. We're labeling this section the Resha of the Mishnah for the purposes of the Gemara later on. So the Beis Din said to the defendant, bring forth all proofs that you have within 30 days. Motza b'sof shloshim yom soser. If he finds within 30 days, then he can undo the verdict. Li'achar shloshim yom eino soser. However, if he waits longer than the allotted time, and only after the 30 days brings forth that type of defensive information, it won't be effective. Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Ma Ya'asezeh Shelo Motzah B'Sof Shloshim V'Motzah L'Achar Shloshim. What do you want from him? What can you expect from him if he couldn't find it within 30 and found it only after 30? According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, under these circumstances, even if he finds it after 30 days, we should accept it and based on that, be able to still reverse the previous ruling. Another case. This we call the Seifa of the Mishnah. Omar Loi, the Beis Din said to the defendant, Hove Edim, Viomar, Ainli Edim. Omar, the Beis Din says, Hove Raya, bring a proof, Viomar, Ainli Raya. Uliacharzman, Hevi Raya, Umotso Edim. And after a while, he did find proof of a defensive nature, or he did find witnesses to serve his purposes. Hare Ze Eino Klum. This is of no value, according to the Tanakhama. This is a function of his having said, initially he said, I don't have, and now that he brings it forth, it seems that maybe the such a document is a forgery, or as far as the witnesses are concerned, that maybe he hired them to testify falsely. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. And again, here in the Sefer, Rav Shimon Gamliel objects. Ma ya'asezeh, what do you want from this guy? Shelo hoya yodea, sheyesh lo edim u'mosa edim. Lo hoya yodea, sheyesh lo raya u'mosa raya. He didn't know that he had witnesses and now, only now found them. Or he didn't know that he had a proof for his defense and only now found it. Ro shemischayiv bedin. A person who saw that he was going to be found guilty. The Omar, and only after he saw which way things were going, they were going against him, he then said, Kirvu ploni uploni v'iriduni. I want to call upon so-and-so, two people, that he knew about beforehand. And I want them to come and now testify for me. Oy shehoitzi raya mitachas pundosoi. Or he whipped out some type of proof from under his sleeve. Hare ze eino klum. Since he knew about the existence of these pieces of information or of these witnesses beforehand and didn't bring them, and only now is he bringing them, we say this is suspicious and we don't accept it. Rashi points out that as far as this last case is concerned, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would agree, eino klum. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice some new geometric forms. The triangle, and this will be explained on the outside margin, the nosei mivneh, piskei rabo baravuna, we're going to see in the triangles, rulings of rabo Barahuna, Boresha, he will rule in the Resha case of the Mishnah, like Reb Shimon Gamliel, who allows the defendant to bring the witnesses or information that's of a defensive nature. The Seifa, and we'll find him ruling in the Seifa case of the Mishnah, where the court asked him and he responded, I don't have. And then he did bring information later on. We will find Rabba Barahuna ruling like the Chachomim that he is not allowed to bring it. Within both of these piske halacha, within these two rulings, we will find Rabba Barahuna seemingly say something of a redundant nature, and hence the Gemara will explain it. We've noted here the hezber kfilus dvarav b'chol psak. The Gemara will explain the seeming repetition of Rabba Barahuna in each one of these rulings. Let us continue in the Gemara. Omar Rabba Barahuna, Halocha Kerb Shimon B'Gamliel. In the Resha case of the Mishnah, we will rule like Kerb Shimon B'Gamliel that allows the defendant to bring the defensive information even after 30 days. The Omar Rabba Barahuna, notice a second ruling of Rabba Barahuna, he says, Ein Halocha Kedivrei Chachomim. We do not paskin like the Chachomim. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, this seems obvious. Once you told me that we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel, then it's obvious we don't follow the Chachomim. Mahu detemo, I might have thought, without this double, or without this repetition, I might have thought, Hani mili lechatchila, that as first choice we would follow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, avol di avad, if, however, a Bezdin ruled like the Chachomim, Shapir Domi, that such a ruling would stand. Chamash Molon, the Ovid, the double ruling of Rabba Ravuna tells us that if the Bezdin ruled like the Rabbonin in a case that was featured in the Resha of the Mishnah, Mahadrina Le, we would reverse it. In other words, if the Bezdin did not allow the fellow to bring the defensive information after 30 days, we would rule that such a ruling must be reversed and allow the information to be introduced. Amalo, Hove Edim, and Vechule, and the defendant said, I don't have Edim. Omar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and regarding the safe of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was willing to accept his presentation of this defensive information even after he said, even after the defendant said he doesn't have. Omar Rabba Ravuna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halocha Kedivrei Chachamim. The Omar Rabba Ravuna, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Once again, we see a double or a seeming redundancy in Rabbi Bar Avuna's ruling. In the Sefer, he rules like the Chachamim that we do not accept the information brought after the defendant said he doesn't have. And Rabbi Bar Avuna also says, well, we don't, and we do not rule like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So to that we say, Pshita, Kivan Diomar Halachik Radivri Chachamim, it seems fairly obvious that once you say that we follow the Chachamim and do not allow him to bring that subsequently found information, Mimeli Yodano De'ein Halachik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's then very obvious that we will not follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ho Komash Malon. The following is what we are gaining by this repetition of Rabbi Rav Huna. Dibahi ein halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. That only in this case, the case featured in the Seifa of the Mishnah, is it that we do not accept Rav Shimon Gamliel's ruling. Ha bekulu, however, wherever you find his name in other Mishnayos, where you find Rav Shimon Gamliel arguing with other authorities in other cases, halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, we will follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even in the cases that are entitled Orev and Sidon, these are references to cases found in other Masechtas. Orev, the case of Orev is found in Bavli Basra, and the case of Sidon is found in Maseches Gittin. So this approach that's taken by Rabbi Rav Huna in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is to the exclusion of another version of Rabbi Yochanan, and that of the version of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. We've featured a diamond with a colored in top 2 lines ago that we called Rabbi Yochanan Aleph. That we will contrast right now with the other version of Rabbi Yochanan as presented by Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So we're saying that the ruling of Rabbi Bar Avuna is to the exclusion of the following. The Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Komokam Shishon Rav Shimon Gamliel B'Mishnaseinu, wherever Rav Shimon Gamliel appears in Mishnayis, Halacha K'moisoi, we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chutz Mei, Orev, Vitzidon, V'Raya Achrona. Raya Achrona is our case, is the second, is the Seifa, is the latter case of Raya, of bringing evidence. So, regarding Raya Achrona, there's agreement that we do not follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, regarding the cases that we entitled, even though we didn't explain what the cases are, and it's not important for us to offer such an explanation right now, suffice it to say they represent 2 other cases where Shimon Gamliel appears. According to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, we do not follow Rav Shimon Gamliel in the cases of Orev and Sidon, and notice how we've dashed, underlined them here. This is as opposed to Rabbi Bar Avuna, who says we will follow Rav Shimon Gamliel in those 2 cases. Hahu Yanuka de Tavuhu Ledino Kame de Rav Nachman. We have a house form with a colored in top, and this is explained in the outside margin. 2 Piske Din Shel Rav Nachman. There are 2 rulings of Rav Nachman, and we've added in parentheses, Harishon, the first case, Koshur Yeshiros Lesugya Shelanu, is directly related to our topic. Be'inyan havos edim achrei she'omar einli, regarding a case of a person bringing forth witnesses for his defense after he said that I do not have such. The second case that's featured in brackets toward the lower part of the page will feature another ruling of Rav Nachman, but it is not directly related to our case, to our topic. So continuing now in the Gemara, Ahu Yanuka was a child, young person, the Tavuhu Ladino Kame de Rav Nachman, that was summoned to a case in front of Rav Nachman. Omarle, Rav Nachman asked, Isloch Sadi, do you have witnesses for your defense? Omarle, lo. And he says, I do not have. Isloch Raya, Omarle, lo. Chayve, Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman ruled, if you don't have any further defensive information, so you are obligated to pay. Have Kabochi Viozil. So the youth exited the court and cried. He cried loudly, in fact. Shamuhu Hanoch Inshi. People in the vicinity heard him. Omru Lay, and they said, they responded, Anan Yadinan Bemili Davuch. We know your father's dealings. Omar Rav Nachman, Beho Afilu Rabbonan Modu. Even in this case, even the Rabbonan will concede that we are able to accept this new information, even though the youth responded that I do not have any further information. So the Gemara explains, the Anuka, when it comes to a young person, Bemili Davua Lo Yoda, regarding his father's business dealings, he is not aware, he's not informed. And hence, when he said he doesn't know, that was not an absolute I don't know, just as because of what we just said, because regarding matters, financial dealings of his father, we don't expect the child to know all that his father was doing. We present now brackets. The brackets are explained on the inside margin by the asterisk comment, Achrei HaSagraim, after these brackets, after the bracketed section, Be'omid Beis, HaGemora Mamshicha Ladun B'Noisei Shel Seifa D'Masnisen. The Gemara will continue dealing with the topic found at the end of our Mishnah, Havoas Edim Achrei Shomar Ein Lo, the bringing forth of witnesses after the defendant claims that he doesn't have. Within the bracketed section, the Gemara will deal with what the topic that we've noted on our outside margin under the topic heading. We've noted that the topic Nosei Basograim in the brackets. And by the way, the length of the brackets of the bracketed section is indicated by a length marker, a dashed dotted vertical line that you find in this particular case to the left hand side of the Gemara text. You'll notice where it ends. It ends toward the upper part of Amud Beis, after which, as we already noted, the Gemara will come back dealing with the topic of the bringing of witnesses after his saying that he doesn't have. As far as the topic within the brackets, we've noted on the outside margin, Ne'emonus Sholish, the believability of a third party. This is a party who was entrusted by both the lender and the borrower to oversee the loan document, and the issue here is the third party's believability, lomar, to say shtar ze porua, that this document has been paid up. If the sholish were to say such a thing, that the document has been paid up, so obviously the borrower would no longer be obligated to pay up. In our bracketed section, we will find Roman numerals used. These feature two Lashonos B'Psak Shel Rav Nachman, two versions of Rav Nachman's P'sak. So now we turn to the bracketed section. Hahi Itza, there was a woman, Denofik Shtara Mitusi Yoda, that a shtar was found in her possession. Now, it's important to know, she was a sholah, she was an entrusted party. The Rashi points out, Sheminua Haloiva Vamalva Lishomra. Both the Loiva and the Malva trusted her to watch the loan document. Omra Le, she announces, Yodano Behai Shtara de Puria Ave. I know that this shtar has been paid up. Hemno Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman gave her, trusted her, believed her. Omra Le Rav Rav Nachman. Keman. Based on whose opinion are you believing her? Kirebi, are you believing her based on Rebbe's opinion? Damar osios niknois b'mesira. Osios is an expression referring to shtoros, to documents. That documents can be acquired through the mere handing over of them. And as a result of that, we can say that she acquired the document, and as such it's like hers. And if it were her document, it were, in other words, if she were the lender and said it has been paid up, she certainly would be believed. So as the owner of the document, she is believed. And how did she become the owner? Based on Shitas Rebbe, that osios, that shtoros, are acquired through the handing over of them. Omarle, Rav Nachman says that my position in granting her believability is not limited to Shitas Rebbe. Shiny Hocha, this case is different. The Ibayo Kalse, she could have burnt it. There would be no document whatsoever for the lender to base any claim on. So since she was in control of it, since she could have burnt it, and she didn't, so we will believe what she is saying about that document, that it has been paid up. Ikal diamri. Now we encounter a second version of this story. Lo hemno Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not believe what she said. Omar le Rava le Rav Nachman. So Rava, in this case, he responds to Rav Nachman and says, he asks, v'ha ibaya kalsei. If she wanted to, she could have burnt up the shtar. And being that she had that power over the shtar, when she now says that it has been paid up, why shouldn't we believe her? The answer is, Kevon de ischazik beveidina, ibaya kalsei lo amrinan. Since this shtar has a court verification written into it, the court verification gives such a level of strength to this debt that she is no longer believed to say that it has been paid up. And hence she's not believed based on the potential that she had to have burnt it. The Rashi at the top says, this chazik b'veidino, shekosuv bo henpek, that is a reference to a court verification that this loan was, that this document is a true document, and hence a loan was extended. Lo alimo ihi lafkuye maisa beisin. She is no longer considered strong enough to undo the court action, in other words, the court approval. Esve Rava le Rav Nachman. But Rava is unrelenting here, and he poses a challenge to Rav Nachman based on a Tanaic source, which is featured here in the frame. The length of the question is also indicated by the kuf, the kushya. The kuf is the abbreviation of kushya, with a vertical a dashed line indicating the length of the question to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. Rava asks, Simpon is a receipt, she yesh alav edim, that has been signed by witnesses, yiskayim b'choismov, if anyone is challenging the veracity of the receipt, so all that needs to be done is a confirmation of the signatures. Ein alav edim, v'yotze mitachas yidei sholish. Let us say you have a receipt indicating that a loan has been paid up, and it's found, this receipt is found in the possession of a third party that was entrusted to watch it. Or you have the receipt that's written into the original document itself, found the information of the receipt. The receipt section is written underneath the signatories of the shtar. Kosher means it's binding. The receipt is valid. What we see from this source is that a sholish is believed. And as such, the sholish is believed, this will counter Rav Nachman's ruling in the second version. We now have a new geometric form. We have a double underline with a bow tie. This is explained on the outside margin. Shtei l'shoynes, two versions of Shel Rabbi Yochanan, b'nosei, on the topic of ad mosai yochol lehavi edim. Up to what point can a person bring forth witnesses for his defense? Inyan shel seifa de masnisin. This is within the topic of this latter part of our Mishnah, achrei shomar ein li, after the defendant said, I don't have, and then he brings forth witnesses. Ki also rav dimi omer rav Yochanan, li oilam mevi raya v'soser. A defendant can always bring proof and undo the previous verdict. Ad shi yistatem tanoisov. The Yoimar Kirvu Ploni Uploni Ve'iduni. This comment we've broken down into two sections, Aleph and Beis. We say that he can bring witnesses, Ad Shiestatem Tanoi. So if Rashi says, Mashma She'omar Bevezin, it seems from this ruling, until he says in Bezin, Ein Li, Lo Edim V'lo Raya, until he announces, I don't have any further defensive information. The Chozar v'Yomar, and then he says, Kirvu ploni uploni, shohu mizumonim sham, umitchila soser tanosav lomar einli. The Gemara finds this ruling a little bit difficult, and it poses a long question. You can see the length of this question as indicated by the encircled kuf to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text and the vertical dashed line. Amris, you said that he can bring witnesses until yistatem tanoisov. That's mashma, that at the moment he says, I don't have witnesses, and then he finds them later on, it doesn't work. We don't accept that. Now, who says we don't accept witnesses after he said he doesn't have? Asan the Rabbonan. This works out like the Rabbonan in the Mishnah, because Rabbi Shimon Leal disagreed and said, he, even though he said he doesn't have, he can still, yes, bring them. V'hodar Amris, and then in the Bey's comment that we reported just two, three lines up, then you said, Kirvu, he can bring defensive information up to the point that he says, Kirvu ish ploni uploni ve'duni. That's a case where he knew beforehand about these guys, these witnesses that could serve as his defense, and he didn't bring them forth until he saw that the case was going against him. When he saw things were going against him, he then brought forth people to serve as witnesses that he knew about beforehand. So we say that doesn't work. This is a case, this is a situation that even Reb Shimon Leal will agree doesn't work. So the Gemara says, well, that's Asan Reb Shimon Leal, that this section of Reb Yochanan's ruling is something that Reb Shimon Leal would hold by. Of course the Rabbanon would hold by. But any other situation, namely the first case, where a person said, I don't have, and then he produces the defensive information later, Reb Shimon Leal himself would have said that you could use that information. V'chitema kula Reb Shimon Leal uprushe komeforesh. If you want to say that really what Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yochanan is saying is it's entirely Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and he is simply explaining himself as follows, my achi stotin tanosov. What does he mean when he says until he undoes or until he concludes his arguments? Maybe that means ad sheyoymar kirvu ploni uploni veheduni. But if it were a case of him simply saying, I don't have any more, and then he finds witnesses that he didn't know about, that would be okay. That could not be, though. V'ho omar rabba b'mchana om Rabbi Yochanan. We've not underlined Rabbi Yochanan because we're focusing on what does Rabbi Yochanan really hold. He says, Kol mokim sheshon Rabbi Shimon Leal b'mishnasenu, wherever we find Rabbi Shimon Leal in Mishnah, as halacha k'moisa, we follow Rabbi Shimon Leal, chutz me'orei v'tzidon, v'raya achrona. We've dashed underlined raya achrona because this is the case that we are dealing with right now. Namely, once a fellow says, I don't have any more witnesses, even if he finds them later on, we don't accept them. So we cannot possibly say that the Bey's section of Rabbi Yochanan's ruling above was an explanation of the Aleph part of his ruling, because Rabbi Yochanan would never accept a case of saying that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that we would paskin in effect like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Ella, ki also Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda om Reb Yochanan. We've indicated the next few lines are part of a long point. Li oilom mevi raya vesoser ad shiistatem tanoisov. A person can bring information of a defensive nature until he no longer can, which means Vayomrulo Hove Adim Viomer Ainli Adim, where the court says, bring witnesses, and he says he doesn't have. Hove Raya, the court says to him, bring forth any further defense information. Viomer Ainli Raya. And he says, I don't have. So at the point that he says he doesn't have, he's no longer able to bring further defense information. If, however, you have a case where witnesses came from abroad, this represents a situation of witnesses that, even though he said he doesn't have, these guys, he could not have known about them. So that when he said he doesn't have, he certainly wasn't including this possibility. Or a situation where a pouch of documents that belonged to his father was entrusted in someone's rishus that he had no idea about. Hareza mevi raya v'soser. In such a case, he could bring this newly discovered information. He also Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Hatokef es chavero bedin. The topic heading that we've offered here, the nosei, malve v'loive, a lender and a borrower, shalom askimim al mokoim lodun, where they disagree with regard to a place for the case to be judged. So Rav Dimi says, in the name of Yochanan, Hatokef es chavero bedin. Rashi says, Hatokef es chavero bedin, bal din koshe, a litigant that's tough, umatriach es chavero, and is willing to trouble his fellow litigant, the ein roitze chavero lodun kan, ela lamokom vaad, tamidi chachomim harbei, and he's insistent upon the case not being judged here, but rather being judged in a place where there are, known as a mokom vaad, a place of multitudes of sages. And why does he want the case to be judged only there? Sheizeh boish mehem, so that the fellow party to the case should experience embarrassment. So, given such a case, hatokef es chavero bedin, echad omer nodun kan, one says, let's have the case judged here. Ve'echad omer, the Gemara goes on, neilich lemokom avad, let us go to the place where the tamini chachomim are located. Koifen oisei, ve'yelich lemokom avad, we force the case to be taken to that mokom havad. Amar lefon of Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer says to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, mishenoyshe bechavero mona yoytzi mona almona. Someone who's trying to collect $100 from his friend, should he spend $100 on the trip just to get his $100? Ela koifen oisoi vedon beiroi. Rather, the halacha should be that the case is judged locally. It marnami omer of safra, shnayim she nisatzmu bedin. Two people that, similar to the case above, that were striving with one another, they were having a tough time with one another regarding place of case. Echad omer nidon kan, one says, let's have the case judged here. Echad omer nelech lemokam avad. Another one says, let's go to the place where the Talmidei Chachamim and their multitudes are located. Koifen oisoi v'don b'iroi. We force the case to be judged locally. V'imchutzruch dover lishol, koisven v'sholchen. If a question arises that's necessary to be asked regarding the case, so they write down their question and send it to the place of higher authority. V'im omar kisvu utenu li me'ezetam dantuni. And if the defendant should place a request and say, I would like to know why you judged the way you did. Kosvin v'noisnin lo. So we cooperate with his request and write the reason for the verdict being thusly. As far as a person's ability to insist or to request reasons for the judgment being ruled as it's ruled is a topic worthy of greater discussion. We, in the context of our shiur, will not expound upon this, but we certainly will refer you to the Tosfos that's positioned the second from the end that expounds on this topic a bit more. Continuing in the Gemara, Vahayavoma hoyleches achar hayavam lahatira. In the case of a man who was married but died leaving no children, but yes, leaving a widow, and the need arises for the deceased's brother to marry her. That's known as the yibum situation. The situation can be undone, or she, the woman, can be freed from being bound to the surviving brother through the chalitza ceremony, the shoe removal ceremony. This issue of Yavama, Vayavama Hileches Achar Hayavam Lahatira, the Yavama follows the Yavam, follows the surviving brother, in other words, her brother-in-law, to have her freed by through the Chalitza ceremony, wherever he is located. Ad Kama, how, to what extent is this? Amar Rabbi Ami, Afilu Mitaveria Letzipori, even if she is, even if it's required for her to go from Tiberia, which is considered a more significant place than Tzipori. Nevertheless, if the Yavam is in Tzipori, she goes from Tiberia to Tzipori. Rashi points out, Afilu Mitaveria Letzipori, Afal Pi Sheyeshivas Tiberia Gedola Mishel Tzipori, even though the community in Tiberia is more significant than that in Tzipori, she follows him to Tzipori, another, the lesser community. Omar Rav Kahana, the Gemara goes on, my kra, what's the pasuk that indicates this? Vikiru lo ziknei iroi. Velo ziknei ira. The pasuk features the Yavam, his city, and not her city. Omar Amemar, hilchasa, koifen oisoi vielech lemokom havad. Amemar rules that the when you have two parties that are striving with one another, they are forced to go, if one of them requests, to the Mokum Havad. Ravashi asks Amemar, but we saw Rabbi Elazar rule that he is forced to Dan to have the case judged locally. So the answer is, Hani Mili, when do we say Don Biro? Hecha de Gomar Le Loive Lamalve. That's in a case where the borrower says to the malva, to the lender, I want to go to the Mokum Havad. So in such a case, the lender gets his way and has the case judged locally. Avo malva. If, however, it's the malva that's saying he wants to go to the Mokum Havad, then, and that's the case I was talking about, says Amemar, or that's how Amemar would be represented, where the Malva is insisting to go to the Mokum Havad, the Pasuk says, Eved Loive, the Ish Malva. Namely, the borrower is considered like a slave to the lender. And wherever the lender is, wherever the lender wants to go, and if he wants to go to Mokum Havad, the borrower has to go there. Shohu Lei Lamar Ukva. Tosfos explains that Mar Ukva was the exilarch, it was the Reish Goyla. Rashi points out he was an Av Beis Din. He was the chief of the court. A message was sent to Mar Ukva with a bit of an introduction, title of introduction, L'deziv le kebar bityo shlam, to he who glows, who shines forth like the son of bityo, shalom. Son of bityo is like Moshe Rabbeinu. There are several pshatim to this expression, but one of the pshatim is that just like Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says, after he came down from Har Sinai, his face glowed, so too Mar Ukva is being referred to one whose face is glowing. Rashi offers a very, very interesting story that we have in our marked edition framed off, so on one's own one can look into that for further reference. The message said as follows, Ukvan Habavli Kabayel Kadmino. The message said that Ukvan, from Ukvan Habavli, a name of a person, complained in front of us. And his complaint was, Yirmiya Achi Hevir Olai Esaderech. That Yirmiya, my brother, upset me. There are different pshatim for what Hevir Olai Esaderech is. One pshat is that he castrated me. Another pshat is that he did not, he was not behaved in the realm of financial dealings, and therefore it's a Dine Momenos case. The Imru Lo, the message continues saying, directed to Mar Ukva, Hesiuhu Vire Panenu Bitverio. We could say that they instructed Mar Ukva, and then they said, see to it that he comes to us. Or asks, this is a little bit strange, Ha Gufa Kasha, Amris Imrulo. On the one hand, they sent to Mar Ukva, Imrulo, Almo Dainu Atun. The indication of the expression Imrulo seems that they were asking Mar Ukva to judge the case. Then they said, Hisiuhu viyira panenu bitveria, almo Shadruhu Hacha, by them saying, convince him to see us in Tveria. They were really saying, send him here to Eretz Yisrael to have it judged. How do you resolve these two expressions? Ela, first resolution is Hachi Ko'amri. Imrulo Dainu Atun. They, in Eretz Yisrael, sent the message to Mar Ukfa, who was in Bovel, saying to him, you judge it. Eat Sayas, Sayas. If he listens, then very good. V'ilo, and if he doesn't, Hesi'uhu v'yirpaneinu b'Tveria. If not, so have him sent to Tveria. Rav Ashi Omar, Dine Knosses Have. Rav Ashi has a different explanation, that the issue that came up was a din involving a knas matter. U'bevovel lo dainu dine knosses. And in Bovel, the Rabbonin do not have smicha, which would have entitled them to judge knas cases. And they don't have that. They don't have that title. So if that be the case, v'hod shalchu lei hachi, and that which they sent to Mar Ukfa, a message which indicated that he should take care of the case, k'dei lachlo kavod the Mar Ukfa, was simply as an expression of honor to Mar Ukfa, but that's it. Rather, the real intent was to have the case sent to Eretz Yisrael, where Dine Knossos can be judged. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.